Looking up from their canopy bed, she knew he was the one. As she stared into his deep green eyes, somewhere in the distance, a deafening bell began to ring. It was pulling him away. She reached for him, but her arms clutched to empty air. It was the sound of the phone that fully awoke Susan Fletcher from her dream. She fumbled for the receiver.
Hello?
Susan, it's David. Did I wake you? Susan smiled, rolling over in bed.
I was just dreaming of you. Come over and play before we head north?
David let out a frustrated sigh.
That's why I'm calling. It's about our trip. I've got to postpone.
Susan was suddenly wide awake.
What? I'm sorry. I've got to leave town. I'll be back by tomorrow. We can head up first thing in the morning.
But I made reservations, Susan said.
I got our old room at Stone Manor.
I know, but tonight was supposed to be special to celebrate 6 months. You do remember we're engaged, don't you?
Susan, David sighed. I really can't go into it now. They've got a car waiting. I'll call you from the plane and explain everything.
Plane? What's going on? Why would the university?
It's not the university. I'll phone and explain later. I've really got to go. They're calling for me.
I'll be in touch, I promise.